those demands were very particular. They had to be able to support their voice. You think about Helen, the range of playing, vocal playing she does there, that they all have access to that full range in their voice. Mm. That it's very clear in terms of their articulation and so forth. Mm. And in a big theatre.
Yes. Two points there I'd like to pick up on. Talking about Helen McCrory's voice, I've seen her a lot on television, but I was hugely struck by the deep register. Did she work on that with you to lower her voice?
No, she didn't.
She didn't?
No, she didn't. She came with all of that. I've worked with her in the past. She has an extraordinary voice, extraordinary range. Well, it reflects her range as an actress, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a very resilient voice, too. And she's very keen on voice work. I know she enjoyed the sessions very much and continues to do so. And it's at her instigation that our warm-ups, which would normally be about 20 minutes, are always half an hour at least.
Mm.
No, I didn't teach her her voice. I helped her to keep it open and in shape.